Well, Greenpeace has come out with an in-depth study, really, of the cost of Trident and of the two large aircraft carriers that the government still insists it's going to go ahead with. The Trident missile system, or the decision to replace Trident with another similar system of ballistic missiles using US missiles and British-built submarines, according to the government, will cost up to about £20 billion. But over 30 years, and including the cost, the full cost, the running costs, and all the surface ships and aeroplanes that will be needed to help protect it directly or indirectly, will cost a staggering £97 billion over the 30-year workings of the new Trident system. Well, very, very large aircraft carriers, the largest ships ever built for the Royal Navy, which the government also wants to go ahead with, plus the very expensive US-made fighter jets. The total of the two large procurement projects would be £130 billion, according to Greenpeace. And the government puts it at significantly lower than that. Privately, a lot of people in the Ministry of Defence think that replacing the Trident with a sort of huge new missile system from ballistic missiles put on submarines is actually unnecessary, especially with one, because of the defence budget is so squeezed anyway, and secondly, because the enemy in the foreseeable future, this is the government's argument as well as defence chiefs, will be insurgents and Taliban-type gangs of terrorists and so on, which won't be deterred and couldn't possibly be used targets of a long-range ballistic missile.